Refreshing Bread, Daily Meditations from the Word of God.
Monday, February 13. Today's meditation is offered by Father Christian Laszlo. Today's reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark the Evangelist, chapter 11, verses 1 to 11.
At that time, when Jesus came close to Jerusalem and to Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately on entering it, you will find a colt tied, upon which no man has yet sat. Untie it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing that?' you shall say, 'The Lord has need of it,' and immediately he will send it here." And they went their way and found a colt tied at a door outside in the street, and they untied it, and some of the bystanders asked them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" But they answered them as Jesus had told them to do, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks over it, and he sat upon it. And many spread their cloaks upon the road, while others were cutting branches from the trees and strewing them on the road. And those who went before him and those who followed kept crying out, saying, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And Jesus went into Jerusalem, into the temple, and looking around upon all things, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
Dear brothers and sisters, a very ridiculous trend in every generation is to be concerned about the end of the world, about the apocalypse. If not, we are investing time in all kind of projects and hobbies, neglecting more and more the most important project, which is actually our soul. And most of us have forgot that we have a soul, the living part of our existence, the only part that is everlasting and will live after our bones will be dried out and our memory long forgotten. This week's Gospels want to remind us about the true meaning of our life, describing us a very human face of our Savior. In chapter 11 from Mark, we meet Jesus as he is approaching Jerusalem for the last time. He is surrounded by his disciples and a large crowd, and his entrance into the town reminds of the second book of the Kings. Quote, "Every man took his garment and put it under him and acclaimed." End quote. As a man, and after many years surrounded by his disciples and the needy crowds, Jesus understood his mission, his call, his duty to the Father in heaven. He was sent to become the Lamb of God, the one who takes upon himself the sins of the world, the one who will restore the bounds between the mankind and God. He had no time to think upon apocalypse, upon ending of all ages and generations. He had a different mission. His mission was to spread the eternal life to his creature, to call them out of this life's mirage and open their eyes, our eyes, to the true meaning of our existence. His mission was to eradicate the work of the evil, the sins, out of our souls and bodies. Saint John, in his first letter, warns that so far many antichrists have come, and he who commits sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. This warning is for us today as it was for our forefathers. What kind of work are we doing into this world? How do we live our lives and who is guiding us? Are we the true followers of Jesus or have we lost our path by sins?
Refreshing Bread,
is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father Christian Laszlo. Reader, Anne Fosnot. Announcer, Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.